Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you can book into hotels sometimes where clearly the staff would prefer to be doing something else. Or you can book into hotels where the staff are so simperingly pleasant, it's annoying. So you may or may not be excited by the idea of the staffless hotel. One just opened in London, and senior lifestyle writer at The Telegraph, Jack Rear, has spent the night there. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hi there.
When you arrive at the door of this hotel, then what's there?
So the door has a scanner on it, and you just hold I've received a text earlier on in the afternoon on the day I was due to check in. Just had a QR code, which some people may be familiar with, and you just held that up to the door, scan that, door opens, walk through, and then there's a kind of airline-style e-gate that you might have seen at airports. Scan your QR code again through. That's you checked in. The code already tells you what pod you're in, so you go up the lift, scan your code again to get into your corridor, scan the code again to get into your pod, and then you climb into your pod, and that's you for the night.
Okay, and if you could describe the pod, how big is it?
So they are the size of a single bed or a double bed. The single ones, I think, are £66 and the double ones are £88. So they're literally the size of a single or double mattress. And then there's probably, a metre and a half of headroom. So they're pretty small.
Okay, yes. And there isn't a window in there or anything like that?
No. So they pump in air from the outside, which is all filtered and then goes through each pod individually. So there is fresh air, but no windows. They have very funky lights in there instead.
Right. Okay. And within that pod then, obviously, you can rest. There's somewhere to put your bag, is there? Or, you know, what other kind of small facilities might be in there?
So you've got you can choose the temperature, as you might expect. There's lots of different light options, which make it feel very homely and fun. And then there's a space for your bag and some sort of bag straps so it doesn't fall on you in the night. What else is there? You can go to a vending machine down the corridor to get a kimono and a pair of slippers. But yeah, aside from that, it is just a white box. There's no TV, there's no ensuite, there's nothing like that.
Yeah, okay. Does it feel at all claustrophobic to be in there?
I didn't personally find it so. I think if you are someone who's prone to claustrophobia, it's definitely not going to be one for you. But I thought it was kind of a cozy little den for the night, so I was quite into it.
Okay, right. Let's go back down to reception. In reception, there's not a soul about, unless you happen to run into another guest. Is there a bar or anything?
There is a bar. So there, I should say, in as you walk in the door, there is a doorman. So, you know, you wouldn't have to speak to someone if you didn't want to, but if you need someone just to feel good about it, then there is that. But yeah, so when you go in, there is a bar. It wasn't open when I went, because I went to stay just before the hotel actually opened to the public. But there will be a bar, and the bar has this technology where it encourages you to download an app, which you sort of look at and in your phone, and then the app says you're 18, we can serve you. So you put your cup under a tap, and then out comes your beverage, and then you're set to go. But yeah, no bar staff. So there's nothing like The Shining. If you were freaked out by the ghost bartender in The Shining, no need to worry about that.
Okay, and there are kind of dispensing machines that sell various things. What sorts of things?
Yeah, so in the bar area, there's sort of taps, and then in the, I guess you would call it a chill-out space, a lounge on the ground floor, there's also vending machines where you can get everything from your breakfast to alcohol to even things like portable chargers and condoms and anything you might need for a stay at a hotel.
Okay, and when you say the vending machines sell breakfasts, what kind of breakfasts?
So it comes in a little box. I think there's three different options. It's kind of granola or pastries or sandwiches. So you can pick which box is the box for you. And then you just select it on the vending machine and then it pops out and then that's your breakfast, good to go.
Okay, right. Now, I mean, a pastry from a vending machine, I imagine it's been in there for a while.
Well, they claimed that they were going to have a supplier who was going to be delivering regularly. I'm not entirely sure how regularly, you'd have to ask them. But yes, pastries from vending machines does feel a little bit weird. But I will say there is a supermarket literally just across the street. So if you prefer to get your pastries fresh-er, supermarket fresh,
yeah,
then that's an option too.
Now, and was it because just... Yeah, obviously, you quite like the experience of staying there. Was there anything that you found eerie about it? If you're, you know, walking down these deserted corridors and getting into your pod and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so just to clarify again, I was there before it officially opened to the public. So there was literally no one else when I stayed. So that probably made it slightly more eerie than it would be otherwise. But yeah, I mean, you do walk down the corridors and you sort of feel as though you're in a spaceship. Because you've got this sort of filtering of the air noise above you, which kind of deadens sound and adds this kind of white noise effect. And it is just really silent. You go in from literally the center of Soho. You're at one of the busiest places in London. And you go in and it just becomes like silent.
Yeah.
So that's a little eerie, but I mean, I think it's quite fun, really. I a lot of my friends have asked me the same question, and I was like, yeah, I suppose it's a bit eerie, but then actually, how many hotels do you ever have staff running up and down the corridor and the kind of Basil Fawlty people like bothering you all the time? So I wouldn't say it was super unfamiliar to the kind of standard hotel stay.
Yeah. And obviously there's not an ensuite bathroom in the pod, so it's a kind of a shared bathroom setup. Are there a lot of, I assume there's lots of showers and toilets and that kind of stuff?
Yes. So this particular hotel, which is called Other Wanda, they took over the building from what was the Soho Hostel. And I was told that when the Soho Hostel was in the building, there was one shower to every 40 guests. Now that it's this new iteration, it's one shower to every 8 guests. So it is a much more generous ratio. The showers are lovely, rainfall showers. The bathrooms are all kind of very swankily designed. There's kind of music and lights that come on when you step in. So, yeah, actually, weirdly, I'm not someone who is really into staying in hostels. I much prefer an ensuite, but the bathroom was pretty much the best part of the experience for me.
All
I
right.
had a great time.
Okay. And in terms, like, you spend the night there, but there must be staff. I assume somebody comes and changes the sheets the next day.
Yes. So they told me that they can change a pod around ready for the next guest in 5 minutes. And they use iodized water and all sorts of things. So there are staff. There are staff around the building. Obviously, I think for safety reasons and probably for licensing reasons with the serving of alcoholic drinks, there are staff. So if you, for instance, leave your phone in your pod when you go to the toilet in the night and you forget it, there are places where you can kind of call reception and say, hey, I've been locked out of my pod, let me back in, and they can do it all remotely. But
yeah,
you could theoretically spend a night there, two nights there, and actually never speak to anyone, in theory.
Yeah. It is Soho, though, one of the busiest parts of London, full of tourists. Is it considerably cheaper than anything you might compare it to in Soho?
It's, I would say, cheaper than a lot of London hotels. And this is very much their proposition, is to aim it towards younger people. It's also sort of aimed at people who might be commuting, because the cost of the hotel is, as I say, 66 for a single, 88 for a double room or pod. And that is pretty much cheaper than if you're going to go to outside of London, an outer borough on a train. So if you, say, were at the Christmas party and you wanted to stay in, fairly cheap. That being said, I did have a look at the local Travelodge, the closest one to this hotel, and that is only about £5 or £10 more expensive. And that one, you get a full double room and you're en suite. And then there's also another pod hotel that opened last October, which is again and about a 10-minute walk from this one. And that one, the pods go for, I mean, from what I can tell, they seem slightly smaller and slightly more cramped, But from what I can see, those pods go for as little as £30 a night. So that's kind of less than half.
Right. So shop around for your pods. Jack, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Jack Greer from The Telegraph there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.